Hey everyone, it's been a minute, but lots of great things have been happening. Hey, I want to share with you what I sense by the Spirit of God is going on. Now, I prophesy that this year, we're still in 5783, is a very unique year because it had a year of double-double or an element of double-double to it. So what I sensed Holy Spirit was sharing with me was that there was part of that double in 2022, and there was the remaining of it in 2023. But 2023 in and of itself is a unique year, and I strongly sense and even said in that prophecy that there was going to be a significant shift and change that would signify the entry of the second half of the double-double, but also that we would be entering into the next phase or into this next new season. I strongly believe we have. There was something in my spirit man at the close of June, something stirred in me like an unction by the Spirit of God in July that we had fully shifted and transitioned out of that 2022, that prophetic word for double double, into what the Lord has for us now in this season. I believe we are in the now move of God. And understand that the word now has a time element with it. It's linked and synced with time. We're in a time where the shifting has happened, and we're in this new season of kingdom glory. Somebody say amen. Aren't you excited about that? Now, there have been many prophetic voices who've even been saying this shift into kingdom glory, kingdom warfare, so on and so forth, is where we have transitioned. Now, that's taking us into this new year for 5784. You definitely want to wait and stick around to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Then we want to brace ourselves and make sure that we're fully engaged in this. I want to exhort us in that we cannot continue to go about and live our lives the way we have been living. I strongly recommend and I strongly advise it's a time for consecration. Here's why. Because the Lord's taken us higher. The Lord's causing us to ascend and go through supernatural doors. There's a buzzword we'll be talking about heavily. Because he has things to show us, he has experiences for us, and there is need of us to be able to do this. So, what I see through my spiritual senses and my spiritual lenses is that we must understand that when a prophet prophesies, they're often pronouncing the word of the Lord by announcing what he will be doing. Now, I place that in future tense for a reason because it might be right now in God's time, but in our dimension, in our time space here on earth, his timing and ours are drastically different. So, regarding prophecies released at the head of the year, whether if that's by me or any other one who you've heard from, there's a phrase that Cindy Jacobs has used and some others as well. And she has said this for years and years. She'll say, usually, when you hear a prophet prophesying something about the year at the head of the year, it extends throughout the year and seeps into other years. Of course, I paraphrase that. And what happens is a lot of the times people feel like, man, that prophet or that prophetic word, it didn't happen. It didn't come to pass. Well, what's happening is, you see, what a lot of people don't realize, and I rarely hear anyone teach on this, is that prophecy creates a lot of the times. There is a creative element to the prophetic. And what some prophets actually do when they prophesy, they are partnering with the Lord to generate the supernatural word by faith to bring it forth so that we all can experience it. That's one element and dimension about this. Now, here's what I mean by a prophetic announcement. Example, the USA is about to experience the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, just like in the Gospels, and the constructive collaborative interaction between the offices and the gifts, like in the book of Acts. That is a word. We're about to experience this here in this nation. This nation has had a strong prophetic mantle because it's this nation's birthright. The spirit of prophecy will shift to another or other nations. So we want to make sure that we're looking out, we're watching out for these nations: Canada, Mexico, the West Indies, the continent of South America, so on and so forth, Central America, the Caribbean islands, Australia. We want to make sure that this prophetic gift is arising so that there are prophetic ministers and missionaries sent to nations, because at the head of this episode, I told us that the Lord is shifting us. There is a new move of God, this kingdom glory. Now, the United States of America has been known as the home of the brave, land of the free, and I strongly sense it will be known as the land of miracles and home of the bold. This will be known as a nation of miracles. It's exactly what Joel prophesied. Let me give us some insight and give us a little bit of hope to anchor and cement us in what I'm saying. Joel prophesied, and Peter reiterated it in Acts chapter 2, that your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Well, we're seeing this a lot in today's time, especially here in this nation. We're seeing so many of the older generation, not just men, but women as well. God is increasing dream life and dream language, and it's very prophetic and very accurate. Now, of course, there's the opposite. The enemy comes in and constructs a stronghold. So when many people are actually saying they're dreaming or they receive dreams, a few things might be going on. Number one, maybe you did dream, but it's not a prophetic dream. Number two, maybe you did dream, but it's not from Holy Spirit. And number three, maybe you did dream, but it's not to be released at a certain level, if at all. That's just a caveat I want to make sure that we're fully aware of. We also have this element that we will see. Now, I prophesied this, I didn't share it here, but there's another site that I manage that I've shared this on before, that by a certain time, the before this year ends, we will see a company of seers arise. And you all know, you've been listening to me for quite some time. Those of you who are new, you can check the catalog. I dedicated a portion of the catalog here for this podcast to millennials, to Gen Z, and to the alpha generation. That is respectively those individuals who are about 41 years old to about 7 or 8 now alive in the earth today. As a matter of fact, the construction of this podcast, it was three parts, and one third is to be a voice for millennials, Gen Z, and the alpha generation. That's the reason why the Holy Spirit had me start this podcast. So, getting back to this, we're seeing and we're witnessing these older generation rise up with these prophetic dreams, just as Joel prophesied, just as Peter reiterated and prophetically declared as well. And we will see more younger individuals, men and women, boys and girls. We will see them rise up and begin to declare what they're seeing in the spirit. We're also going to have new leadership arise, just like Jehu and Josiah. Now, two important things about these specific biblical characters is they had a leadership anointing of high authority in the land. How many of you know that it takes a certain level of authority? It takes a certain voice for some things to shift and move. Yes, the ecclesia has authority. Yes, individually, the sons and daughters have authority. But we have to understand how God set up order and his hierarchical authority. When I say hierarchical or hierarchy, I am not talking about a top-down mentality. I am specifically speaking of God has an order. In kings and governing officials and leaders, these individual voices is what will cause the idols, and the modern-day-ites and the false gods and all these unjust laws to fall by the wayside, to actually not breathe, to smother, to no longer have life, to be uprooted and completely annulled and severed. It is the anointing of that kingly role in leadership as Jehu and Josiah had that we need to wage spiritual warfare against the spiritual tycoons in this day. So what's our part? What can we do? How can we move with this word? Of course, we intercede. So we don't just listen to a word just to listen to it. We don't just say, oh, that's good. We don't pause and ponder and keep it within ourselves. We want to act upon it. So we ask, Holy Spirit, how can I partner with this word to ensure that Jehu's and Josiah's modern day, that they are rising, that they're in position? What do I need to pray that already exists in heaven from the mouth of Yeshua before the throne of you, Father, that I need to speak here in the earth realm for it to be released and manifested in this specific time space? So we want to make sure that we're pointing our intercession in this direction when we're receiving prophecies. Now, God's doing something unusual with times and seasons. And what he's doing is he's showing us throughout history. He's showing us things like Joshua. I can't tell you, you all heard the episode. God gave me that word way back in January about Joshua. And I prophetically proclaim and declare this is where we are as in the nations. And so many people have been in the book of Joshua and they've continued to the book of Judges. And from that, many people have declared, decreed, and prophesied that God's going to raise up some judges. Well, back in 2020, I prophesied this in March, that God was going to raise up judges throughout this decade, throughout 2020s, to show his power and to direct and lead his people. This is a time where the phony and the mimicry will increase. So we definitely want to have on our discerning and distinguishing goggles and lenses. As the second return of Jesus draws nearer and nearer, it's a time that persecution will also increase. Now, the Bible warns us of this. The Bible tells us of this, and it's easier said than done, right? It's easier for me to say, call it all joy, but watch this. In the midst of this, it's a time where the Spirit and the bride will not just vocalize, come bridegroom, but we will be living it like the virgins who were ready. So that means we are in a time where we are living epistles. You know, Dutch Sheets has this phrase, synergy of the ages. It's also the time that we're in. It affirms a word and confirms a word the Lord gave me in a vision he showed me last year about how he was weaving together times and seasons. That's why so many people have been attracted to the book of Joshua, the book of Judges, so on and so forth. That's something I prophetically release. And the Lord even showed me about Hezekiah and Moses and Joseph and Daniel and David, so on and so forth. And the Lord's doing something spectacularly unique, supernatural in this time and season. It's a time for the deliverers to rise like Moses. That's exactly what the judges did. They were known as deliverers. And finally, it's a time to throw down, uproot, and destroy thrones of iniquity. Now, we are in a time where we're dealing with upper level demonic entities. We're not dealing with lower level demonic entities as we have in the past. So God is raising up a breed of warrior kings among his ecclesia. It's a time for us to have partnership with governmental leaders as Joseph did, as Esther did, as David had many in his cabinet alongside him, as Solomon had those advisors. Especially, we need the seers to be dispatched and dispensed into the mountains of society and influence, because these individuals have the ability to what? See into situations. See into the Spirit. We need prophets to be able to prophetically declare and decree the truth to governing authority heads and to the mountains of influence. And last but not least, we need worship musicians, just as David was to Saul. We need these individuals serving on their boards and as councilmen and councilwomen. It's a time just like 1 Corinthians 12:28, where the offices and the gifts, they are aligning to complete Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 as well. Now, just as always, I have a few watch outs, so let's make sure that we're watching out that we don't blaspheme the working of Holy Spirit in this now new move, this kingdom glory, this shift of God. We don't know what it fully looks like because we've never been here before. With the shifting of the anointing of the USA, we don't know what it looks like because we've never been here fully before. Sure, we've seen movements of God. Sure, we've seen revivals and so on and so forth throughout this nation and in other nations as well, and other missionaries coming from other nations to this nation to help stir and fuel or even spearhead those things. But God is doing a brand new thing in this day. Do you not perceive it? So we must be careful that we're circumspect, for the days are evil. We must discern the times and seasons and be as shrewd as serpents, but as pure as doves. And I always want to give this watch out because it's arising more and more. Be very conscientious by the Spirit of God and cautious of the bewitchment of demonic spiritual forces and their workings. False prophets, bewitchers, false teachers, and magicians are here among us, just like the tare among the wheat. So in closing, the only way we're going to get out of some of these things is through the doors that God has us to go through. It's with and by the power of God. God is our defender this year. God is going to make a display and a show of his mighty power because we need his power where we're going. In this present darkness, he is the Father of lights, and his reign, R-A-I-N, and reign as far as a king will come down with his power just as he promised. Welcome to the now move we are shifting into blessings.